I'm just about to go into the studio to record my latest audiobook. My wife and I have been listening to audiobooks. We've been listening to audiobooks in the car as a family just to keep our kids off screens because Audible is amazing. And Audible is also the destination for thrilling audio entertainment with highly anticipated new releases and next to listen recommendations to satisfy every type of thriller listener. If you want breathtaking, sinister, and shocking tales that will enthrall you, even brand new and exclusive thrillers from best-selling authors, well, then you want to check out Audible. My wife and I were just raving about this true crime audiobook that we read called Furious Hours. And then I've been raving about this book, Night of the Grizzlies, which I loved. Audio piques the imagination and it brings thrillers to life. And as an Audible member, you can choose one title a month to keep from the entire catalog. Visit audible.com/dailystoic or text dailystoic to 500-500. That's audible.com/dailystoic or text dailystoic to 500-500.
Now your ideas don't have to wait. Now they have everything they need to come to life. Dell Technologies and Intel are creating technology that loves ideas, loves expanding your business and evolving your passions. We push what technology can do so great ideas can happen now. Find out how to bring your ideas to life at Dell.com. Welcome to Now.
Welcome to another episode of the Daily Stoic Podcast. On Thursdays, we do double duty, not just reading our daily meditation, but also reading a passage from the book, The Daily Stoic, 366 Meditations on Wisdom, Perseverance, and the Art of Living, which I wrote with my wonderful co-author and collaborator, Stephen Hanselman. And so today, we'll give you a quick meditation from one of the Stoics, from Epictetus, Marcus Aurelius, Seneca, then some analysis from me, and then we send you out into the world to do your best to turn these words into works.
The old way is not always better. As Caesar and the triumvirate tried to corrupt and change Rome's republic to accommodate their needs, it was Cato who stood strong against them. Almost entirely alone, Cato resisted. He filibustered to block their laws. As they offered him both the carrot and the stick, he rejected both, insisting on living by the old ways, the ways of his ancestors. It was a noble fight, just as there have been noble fights before and since by patriots and pastors alike who sought to protect core values from a cascade of decadence. In fact, you could argue that this is the core fight of Stoic philosophy. It was the battle waged by Thrasius and Musonius against Nero, of Marcus against the decline and fall in his times. And yet it is important that we don't overstate its importance or allow it to lead us astray. It is ironic, for instance, that just as Cato fought for the old ways, it was his own great-grandfather, Cato the Elder, who tried to have the early Stoic philosophers thrown out of Rome two generations before for corrupting those same old ways. Cato does look admirable fighting to resist the tyranny of Caesar, yet it's also undeniable that the liberty he was trying to protect consisted of even worse tyranny over Rome's slaves. We must be careful as we pursue this philosophy not to become reactionary conservatives and not to accept without question the status quo. The Founding Fathers didn't. Compared to the royalists in colonial America, it was the Stoic-inspired George Washington and Thomas Jefferson who were overturning centuries of the old way. Later, it would be a stain on the Percy family, those great Southern Stoics, that they could not question the racist structures and beliefs of their long traditions. There's no question that when we flash forward to the future, that we will find ourselves looking back at our own recent present this way, and that future generations will be appalled at some of the institutions and practices we tolerate. Are there things worth protecting? Absolutely. But we should be sure that we are protecting virtues, justice, courage, wisdom, temperance, and not simply precedent and familiarity. The old way is not always better. The way we have long done things is not always right. We must be willing to change. We must be willing to probe and evaluate. We must do the right thing, as Marcus Aurelius said. The rest doesn't matter.
Do your job. Whatever anyone does or says, for my part, I'm bound to the good. In the same way an emerald or gold or purple might always proclaim, whatever anyone does or says, I must be what I am and show my true colors. That's Marcus Aurelius's Meditation 7:15. This is today's entry in the Daily Stoic, 366 Meditations on Wisdom, Perseverance, and the Art of Living by me, Ryan Holiday, and my friend Stephen Hanselman. And get this anywhere books are sold, audiobook, physical. We even have an awesome leather-bound edition
in the Daily Stoic store. And you can check that out at dailystoic.com/leather. But let's get on to the meditation today. The Stoics believe that every person, animal, and thing has a purpose or place in nature. Even in ancient Greek and Roman times, they vaguely understood that the world was composed of millions of tiny atoms. It was this idea, this sense of the interconnected cosmos, that underpinned their sense that every person, every action was part of a larger system. Everyone had a job, a specific duty. Even those who did bad things, they were doing their job of being evil, because evil is unfortunately a part of life. The most critical part of this system was the belief that you, the student who has sought out Stoicism, have the most important job, to be good, to be wise, to remain the person that philosophy wished to make us, as Marcus Aurelius said. Do your job today. Whatever happens, whatever other people's jobs happen to be, do yours. Be good. This is one of my favorite entries in Marcus Aurelius. And you know, it's funny. He talks about being good, doing good, talks about the common good, like dozens and dozens of times in meditations, because that is Stoicism. Yes, it's an individual philosophy, but individual in the sense of that famous quote about being the change that you want to see in the world. And in fact, this is something the Stoics say: if you want to see good, you do good. We always have the ability to do our job, and in doing our job, we know the world is not totally lost, that it's not hopeless, that there is good because we can produce it. Marcus says that we're sort of a fountain of goodness. It's always bubbling up. Yes, sometimes it gets covered over by dirt or whatever, but we can dig it out. We can get that water flowing again. So that's the imperative today. What good can you do? I remember being in Boy Scouts as a kid, you know, do one good turn every day. What can you do? Can you hold the door open for someone? Can you give someone a compliment? Can you pay for someone's coffee? Can you give an employee a few hours off? You know, what can you do? Who can you help? Who can you serve? What kind of difference can you make? And yes, this doesn't solve massive collective action problems. I understand that. Those do exist. Those do need to be addressed. But think of the impact that this collective individual action can have. Yesterday, my two sons and I, we went on our morning walk, and there was just so much trash by the side of the road. And we didn't have time to get it. It was starting to get bad. And I said, you know what, Clark? We're going to get the ATV after dinner. Instead of going for our evening walk, we're going to get a trash bag. We're going to pick all this up. We went out. It took about 30 minutes. We filled a giant trash bag with trash. It was fun. It was outside. They loved, oh, there's one. There's a piece. It was, you know, a fun little game. But here's the thing. When I went on the walk this morning, the goodness was there. It was visible. The trash was not there. And, you know, there's satisfaction in feeling like, hey, that didn't end up in a river somewhere. That didn't end up in a bird's stomach. Maybe it didn't end up in my stomach, right? We made a tiny difference. And I'm going to walk by tomorrow. There's going to be more trash. No one's going to throw me a parade. I'm not going to get thanked for it. But I did it because it's my job. My job is to show my true colors, to be good, to do good, to fight to be the person that philosophy wants to make us. That's what Stoicism is about. I'm really excited to think of all the good that the many, 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 many thousands of listeners listening to this podcast can cumulatively do, not just in the future, but right now, today, when you stop listening to this message. Go out there, get at it. Hey, Prime members, you can listen to The Daily Stoic early and ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the Amazon Music app today. Or you can listen early and ad-free with Wondery Plus in Apple Podcasts.
You know, if I would have applied myself, I could have gone to the NBA.
You think so?
Yeah, I think so. But it's just like, it's been done. You know, I didn't want to, I was like, I don't want to be a follower. Hi, I'm Jason Concepcion.
And I'm Shea Serrano. And we are back. We have a new podcast from Wondery. It's called Six Trophies.
Woo!
And it's the f***ing best.
Each week, Shea Serrano and I are combing through all the NBA storylines, finding the best, most interesting, most compelling stories, and then handing out six pop culture themed trophies for six basketball-related activities.
Trophies like the Dominic Toretto, I Live My Life a Quarter Mile at a Time trophy, which is given to someone who made a short-term decision with no regard for future consequence.
Or the Christopher Nolan Tenet trophy, which is given to someone who did something that we didn't understand.
Catalina Wine Mixer trophy.
Ooh, the Lauryn Hill You Might Win Some, But You Just Lost One trophy. And what's more, the NBA playoffs are here, so you want to make Six Trophies your go-to companion podcast through all the craziness. Follow Six Trophies on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. Listen ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus.